The Downtown Sea Diking Project got a large budget increase approved by Squamish Council on April 16. At the April 16 Council meeting, alongside the budget increase to the Valleycliff Child Care Project, Council unanimously approved a $6.3 million budget increase to a total of $18 million for the Exwanek, Wuneok Park Sea Dike Project downtown. According to the district report on the matter, the increases largely stem from further requirements to receive Fisheries Act authorization, estimated to cost about $4.2 million. The remaining $2.1 million comes from construction cost inflation since the project entered the permitting phase in March 2021. To pay for this increase, the district will borrow $5 million and make $1.3 million in community amenity contributions, CACs. The remaining $11.7 million is funded by $8 million in borrowing and $3.7 million in grants. While council members approved, they weren't necessarily enthusiastic about the increase. Mayor Armand Herford said some of the delays are a result of regulations controlled by grant funders. "So, they're driving cost escalation, and it's not reflected in the funding that we're seeing," he said. Still, numerous on council said the town needs to improve the sea dike to protect downtown from flooding, which was felt firsthand in December 2022 when a combination of weather factors led to flooding on the southern end of downtown Squamish. "I don't see how we can responsibly not dike our downtown, considering we know the high probability of flooding," said Cown. Andrew Hamilton. Cown. Chris Pitingle said he was getting a bit nervous about the district's dependency on borrowing in the financial plan, but ultimately nixing flood protection was out of the question. "For me, not proceeding with our flood hazard is not an option," said Pitingle. The manager of municipal infrastructure, David Ralston, relayed that in-water construction could begin as soon as August 2024. Ralston said they hope to get the Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO, permit within the next few months. Ralston said the dike would upgrade about 200 meters of oceanfront and include a ramp to access the water. The park would have a cycling and pedestrian path added, plus street furniture, lighting, and trees. Both the Squamish Paddling Club's storage facility and the Exwanek Canoe Restoration Shelter would be retained in the design. Ralston said there would be 10-year habitat monitoring after construction was completed. For more information, view the District of Squamish report.